Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Welcome to the LRCM broadcast with Dr. Lily this afternoon. Once again, we are praising and thanking God for this opportunity to come and to share with you the word of the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. We are going to be continuing on with our Of God series, so to speak. We are bringing in different messages, praise the Lord, as the Spirit of God leads, praise God, and talking about various aspects of God. And we are going to be sharing with you, hallelujah, glory to God, on another great one today. And of course, just, well, I should say an introductory one, because it's such a vast subject, praise God, in which we can speak about, praise the Lord. That is, of course, the grace of God. Amen. Glory to the Lamb of God. And we thank and praise God for this opportunity to come. We want to give a hearty shout out and welcome to each and every one of you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And thank all of you that have listened. Hallelujah. And been listening. Praise God. And joining us for our show, our broadcast. That's it for on a continual basis. We just want to say thank you so very much. We do appreciate you. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. I pray that God continue to bless you and watch over you and keep you. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Amen. As you know, the call-in number for our program, praise God, is 319-527-5673. 319-527-6788. That is 319-527-6788. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So we just thank and praise God for that as well. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. We are going to enter into prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And after which, of course, we are going to come back and get into the message. The message is not a real long message, as fast, I should say. This portion of the message is not a real long message at this time. Praise God. We may, by his grace and by his leading, do another part of it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As a part two or three, or however he may lead. Because as I said, it is such a various subject, a wide subject. Praise God. Various perspective in which we can share on that particular term and a word, praise God. But we are talking about it as it relates today, more or less along the way, as we as Christian believe and have come to appreciate. Of course, some understand it and appreciate it. Some do not. We're still searching and looking and trying to understand, because, again, like I said, it has such high potential. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. It's such an expansive subject, hallelujah, glory to God, for measure of God's love, hallelujah, glory to God, in which through that we have obtained his grace, his favor, hallelujah, glory to God, because of his son Christ Jesus and what was done on the cross of Calvary, hallelujah, glory to God. It's a lot to take in, amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. Somebody come on and shout and give him praise. But we certainly can say thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that we have obtained that. We are receiving that, praise God, that the opportunity has been granted and given that we can partake and be recipients, because, oh, my God, where would we be without it? Amen. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. So many aspects of our lives reflect on the need, hallelujah, for God's grace, hallelujah, glory to God, not just every once in a while, but continually, hallelujah, glory to God, walking in and receiving and partaking of that grace. So we are going to be talking about that today, hallelujah, glory to God, amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We bless your name. We glorify your name. We magnify your name. We extol your name to the highest of all praise. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this opportunity in which to come and to share the word, hallelujah, glory to God, with our listening audience, hallelujah, glory to God, on the subject of grace today. And Lord, as you lead, hallelujah, as you guide, hallelujah, glory to God, we thank you that you continue to place within us, oh God, that grace. Move in our lives in every aspect, every way, shape, form, fashion, Father God, with your grace, because, Lord God, we need it. As I said, we need your grace. We cannot go or live without it. It's something that we need on a daily basis, every hour, every minute, every second of the day. Hallelujah, glory to God. We need grace to bring us the things that we need. We need grace to strengthen us and undergird us. We need grace to understand. Hallelujah, glory to God. We need grace, more grace, God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we need grace just to help us to hold our tongues. Oh, more grace, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's so many ways and aspects in which we, Father God, can explore on this subject. But Lord God, we thank you that as you give, hallelujah, glory to God, leeway for it today, that we will share what you have placed within us, hallelujah, glory to God, with our listening audience, hallelujah, glory to God. And we thank you, Father, that you touch the ear, Father God, they will hear and touch the heart, oh God, that they will receive in the name of Jesus, and help me to articulate it, hallelujah, glory to God, that they may understand it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we thank you, and we give you the praise for it being done in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bless your name and say thank you in Jesus' holy and mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, how wonderful and how gracious our Lord and our Savior is. Hallelujah. Glory to God to us in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. As you said, we may not always understand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's how he gives it to us, Lord God. We thank you. Hallelujah. But he does. And hallelujah, he fixes that. He gives us the ability, Holy Ghost, thank you, to understand to some level, hallelujah, glory to God, what it means to partake and to be, again, as I said, recipient, hallelujah, glory to God, of his grace. Amen. Listen and be blessed.
Any kind that can be treated like a have not as high priests, which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Everything that we have faced and challenges that we go through, praise God, as human beings, our Lord to us. Jesus understands, and he knows what we are through before we even go through them. Because we oftentimes we don't stop to think about it, but the facts are real. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to come on that. Amen. Glory to God. Let us therefore come boldly unto the grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time. John 1:16-17 says, out of his fullness we have all received grace and place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Romans 5:14 says, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. And 1 Corinthians 15:10 tells us, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I work harder than any of them through, for it was not I, but the grace of God that is within me. Not the I of God, but of God. Amen. And Titus 2:11-14 says this. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldliness, passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to the Lamb of God. And again, reiterate. Also, it is stated that grace is unmerited favor. Unmerited defined as not deserved or merited, or not adequately earned or deserved. Favor is approval, the support, a lack of someone or something. It is gracious, friendly, obliging act that is freely granted. To do someone a favor is an example of friendly or favorable regarding or approval and or support, as I stated above. Amen. And closer, what is the meaning of God's grace? Grace is the unmerited loving faith and graciousness of our Creator, God, that is shown to us. His grace is driven by his character, perfect law, concerned toward us. God's grace is so powerful and valuable that there's nothing we could ever do to earn it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it has been defined as the divine influence which operates in humans to regenerate, to sanctify, to inspire virtues and faults, and to impart strength to endure trials and resist temptation as an individual virtue or excellent or divine organ. So let us sprinkle ourselves in the sight of God and receive that which has been allotted and granted to us through Christ in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. And yes, amen again, because, hallelujah, glory to God, his grace is sufficient in all circumstances. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. We sometimes wrestle with it. I know. Hallelujah, glory to God. I wrestle with it myself at time to time. But I thank God, you know, that God knows our hearts and he knows our weaknesses. Hallelujah, glory to God. He knows our strengths. He knows our shortcomings. Nothing is, hallelujah, glory to God, hidden from God where man, time is concerned, because he is creator God. Amen. Hallelujah. He created the first man. Praise God. And every other one that has come. Hallelujah. After that, hallelujah, glory to God, known as procreation. Praise God. We all came from that blueprint. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Amen. So therefore, even though we have different personalities, hallelujah, glory to God, we are different individuals. We look different. We don't all act the same way. We don't always think the same way. We don't always speak the same way. Nevertheless, the truth of the matter is, yes, we are individual, and he knows us individually and deals with us on an individual status quo, praise God, in our lives at all times. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So just because one person is able to stand or sustain something does not necessarily mean someone else can do that. Praise God. Just to give a brief example. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And as I mentioned earlier, God knows there. There are times when we need his grace just to keep our mouth closed, because sometimes we can say more than what we should say. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you need grace to know when to speak, how to speak, what to say, what not to say, and how to say it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Dealing with various situations, especially when dealing with situations that's a little more difficult. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You need the grace. Oh, God, many times I say that God give me grace. I need more grace. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because if I don't, hallelujah, glory to God, there are things can sometimes happen, hallelujah, that would not ordinarily happen. Hallelujah, glory to God, in our mind. Hallelujah, in our heart, in our soul, in our spirit. Amen, praise God. We don't want to think incorrectly. We don't want to think the wrong thing. We don't want to do the wrong thing. We don't want to feel the wrong way. Hallelujah, glory to God. And you have to ask for God to give you more grace. Hallelujah, to sustain. Hallelujah, glory to God. More grace to stand. Hallelujah, glory to God. Somebody come on and shout and give him praise. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. We're going to go back to the music for a little bit, and we'll be right back. Praise God. Listen and be blessed. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You have got a friend. Hallelujah. Thank you that we have a friend in Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is the best friend. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That we can have. Amen. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you don't know him as your Savior, hallelujah. Glory to God. We ask you to take a moment, take time out of your busy schedule and say, God, I need you. I need to know more about you. And I need more of you in my life. Well, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins and my shortcomings. Oh, God, I repent. Hallelujah, Lord God. And I turn from my sins. And God, receive me unto your to Christ. Your son, hallelujah, glory to God, and receive this love, receive this grace that we are talking about. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God. It's up to you to receive glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Remember that you can always reach us by calling us on 305-9175-233. And our counseling on prophetic words, hallelujah, glory to God. Or you may visit us on our website, www.theapostleconnection.com. Amen.